All right, Never Nation, we have got big news.
Big.
Very big. We've got merch.
Merch alert.
Yep. That's the only noise that we're going to make now. Is
yeah. Merch alert.
So if you want to profess your love on a very public scale for Never Thought I'd Say This, now you can have t-shirts, mugs, tote bags, and my favorite
The
hoodies.
Hoodies.
They're so soft. Yep. We've got a black one that has hashtag trauma bonded on it. We've got a white one with the Never Thought I'd Say This logo. You can sit in your hoodie, drink your coffee out of a mug with a t-shirt underneath, with your tote bag over your arm, and
listen to our podcast.
Listen to, yes, just at home or in your car.
Doesn't
whatever.
Matter.
Nope, doesn't matter. But yeah, go to unsweetened.com. That's unsweetened.com. And that's where you'll find the Never Thought I'd Say This merch. And you too can become a walking billboard for the Never Nation.
And send us some pictures of you in the merch. And we would love to see them. So, you know, just be... Keep rocking it with the Never Nation stuff and wear the merch. Merch alert!
Welcome to a very, very special episode of
Never Thought I'd Say This.
Of a what?
Of a very Brady Christmas.
Yes, of a very Brady Christmas. You're welcome.
Yep.
This is the episode that Steely and I have been waiting for. That I think our audience has been waiting for and that my mom has been dreading. You guys, my mom, Janice Sweeten, is here today joining us on the show.
Yay!
If we had like sound effects, there would be a crowd just
screaming. I don't know, I've tried.
I'm a Girl Scout. Woo! No.
Maybe we had Lulu here.
Yes. Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Hi, Janice.
Thanks for coming.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for joining us on this crazy
welcome.
Podcast. My mom listens.
We begged.
Yes. My mom listens and I get critiques of the show from her every week. But she, no, not bad ones.
Oh my God. Like, the face that she just made.
Oh, shit. I've ruined it already. No, not like bad ones, but like that you listen to the show and that you're like, oh, I heard you guys talk about this or this happened or whatever.
Well, I heard you prep people when they're going to listen to like, they're very funny, but they curse a lot. I heard that
I have been known to do that.
Yeah, it's fair.
It's not for everyone.
It's true. We are not for everyone.
Right. It's what I say. It's
may not even be for my mom, but she listens
it's
anyway.
It's my disclaimer.
That's my motto in my life. I'm not for everyone.
Silly. You should just have a shirt that says that.
I really wish
Next
I had
to
one.
Meet you, I'm not for everyone.
Everyone. I should also say that. My mom weirdly is not here. I don't. And
or
she's
is she?
A, she might be.
She's in a drawer.
She's in the CIA. She's got me. She probably is.
She's on wheels.
She's on wheels.
No.
So, why am I here?
We don't know.
Because
why?
No. Because you're a mom.
Because you're a mom, and you might not know this, but you are the best example that I have of momming. You did a great job with me.
I agree with that.
Despite my every effort to undermine
I'm your only example of momming.
Well, I'm lucky for you.
Yeah.
You're number one.
No, that's not true. She grew up, I'm sure, watching other parents. And you know, I mean, listen,
I'm sure when I was like 15, I was like, there's other moms that are so much better than
you. Well.
But no, but now upon reflection, I've realized that there really wasn't. And I think when I was around like 30 something, I think at one point I said, thank you, Mom, for all the times you told me no.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's great.
Do you not remember that? You were like, that was a big moment for me. Do you not remember?
She's a mom.
Of course she doesn't remember.
The older I get, you know, the more I forget. So, but I don't have a never thought I'd say this, but that is definitely a never thought I'd hear this. You know, when you're a mom and don't know if you're doing everything right and you're pretty much feeling like you're getting it all wrong. And
did you feel that?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Definitely. You question yourself all the time.
You see, because it's so funny because being like a kid on the other side of it, I thought like when you were mom, you were like, I know what the hell I'm doing. Like, this is going great. Not that you said that this was going great, because I was definitely not going great, but that you, I don't think either of us said
there
that.
There is my point. I doubted myself. What am I doing wrong?
Right. I just look at being your kid. I always look back and I was like, she as an adult now, I look back and I go, wow, you did the right things. You did the right things. So I don't know.
Good to hear that, yeah, Jody. I mean, yeah, really, because you doubt yourself all the time. You know this, mm-hmm, right? I mean, you're giving it your best shot and you get one.
That's the terrifying part. I just keep going like, God, well, this is going to get better. No, I'm still not going to know what I'm doing.
And you think in the moment you're doing the right thing or you're trying really hard to do the right thing. And then later on, you're always questioning.
Do you still? Like even at this age with her being an adult?
At this age, I have pretty much forgiven myself for everything. Oh, I've just said, I love her and I did all I knew.
I did my best, but this is what happened.
And, you know, they say when you know better, you do better.
Right.
And so you're always doing the best you can in the moment.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. You have one shot because you can't go back and say, gee, I wish I had done this differently. Or,
right. Well, especially when you only have, I'm an only child. Like, that's it. You get, at least.
Right.
With two, you're kind of like, oh, God, I really blew that with the only one.
I always hear that's what,
this time.
Yeah. I always hear that's what grandkids are for. People are like, but I also think that, I mean, I know I ran into a huge problem with my ex-mother-in-law because it was like, she would say that she was things that she wished she had done differently as a parent and then looked at my kids like the do-over. And I had to actually say to her at one point, like, I'm really sorry, but my kids are not your do-over. No. Like I, this is my turn. Right. Sorry.
This is my turn to fuck it up, please. Yep. And I will be doing just fine on my own.
All over fucking them up. Thank you.
Right. What was different with me is I just had you. I only had one and I didn't have to deal with the sibling stuff that you two are going through with your girls. God. And that I see. And I was not a single child growing up. I had siblings growing up. So I remember some of that from my childhood. But raising you was... so much easier because it was, I didn't have the bickering and the fighting and the competition and all of that.
Right. Yeah, that was, and, you know, given working at such a young age in this business that I feel like that would have been really difficult to, you know what I mean?
See other families trying to do that and it's hard because one kid's career takes off and the focus is on them and they're getting all of this adulation and all the attention and, you know, a parent has to always be there with them. And then the other kids sometimes get shuffled. I mean, it's hard. It's hard to make it feel fair and
it's
even.
Not, and, right. And I, it's not fair. That's what we keep telling the kids. It's not fair.
Yeah, it's not fair. Well,
okay. So what, mom, would you say is the best parenting advice you could give? What would you, to all of our Never Nation listeners
great.
Out there?
Just laughed.
Right. Just, that's it. Just laugh. That's it. Mm-hmm. What do you feel like after 30 some odd years of parenting, me, that you've learned?
Wow. Just love your kids.
Yeah.
Just love them and do your best. And when you know better, then, like I said, do better if you learn something, you know, and don't be afraid to apologize if you're wrong, if you mess, and you will mess up.
Oh, yeah.
And
I think I do that with the girls, and I've noticed that really changes our dynamic, you know what I mean? Because I will go into the room sometimes and go, you know what? I yelled at you guys like that was me. That was I've had a rough day or I have no patience and really like whatever it was that you guys were like, it really wasn't that bad and I lost my shit and I'm sorry. And they will look at you like, oh, you know, it changes our relationship because I think I will notice that my girls are pretty good about coming back and saying, like, I'm sorry, my attitude wasn't great, or I'm so, like, they will own their shit. And I think it's a big part because I do. I tell them, like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just trying, please know that I'm just trying to do my best, you guys.
I'm just trying to keep you alive.
Right.
Do the right thing. And then hopefully they will mirror that. They will. But one thing I will say is it's much easier to parent before puberty. Once they get into the preteen.
I thought you were going to say before you had kids. And I was like, yeah, that's
true. Yeah, parenting
that's
before
true.
Kids
oh, that's
is
right.
so great.
I have all the best advice
I totally knew what
when
I was
you
doing.
Don't have kids.
Yeah. Right.
But when they get into the preteen, which is where you are now, and then into the teens is when it gets really scary.
Right.
And you can, you know, I was listening to some of your prior episodes.
Yes.
And keep talking, keep the door open, but know that they reach a point where they're not going to listen to you.
And you know, yeah, and I told them, I said, look, I know that as much as you guys tell me stuff now and as open as we are now, I said, I know that you're going to hit that point where I'm mom and you're not going to come to me, but please know that you have Grammy, who will listen to you, and Celia, and Emma, yeah, and like right. all these other women in my life that I trust. And I tell them all the time, I know that there are other aunties and women in yep. your life and Grammy that you can go to that I trust that, I know you're not going to always come to me about stuff because, and I can't take that personally because it's actually a big important part yeah. for them to
establish autonomy.
Establish yeah. autonomy. And it's like dealing, it's like dealing with toddlers, like when they're going through the awful like twos and threes of trying to be independent and do their own thing, except now there's like horribly life altering consequences.
Yeah.
Bigger kids, bigger problems.
Bigger kids. Yeah. Bigger kids, God. Bigger problems.
See, I'm terrified. I mean, it's awful.
It is what it is. And that's why it gets scary. There's just so much out there now. And especially in the time your kids are growing up,
right.
it was easier when you were growing up because there wasn't the internet,
mm-hmm. right?
There wasn't online bullying and right. all of this stuff that you know, is going on today. And even more so, it was easier when I was growing up.
I'm in love with my bed and I'm never getting out of it again.
Oh, I feel like you've said this before, but never with this much enthusiasm.
Well, it's because I got a Buffy comforter and it's the best thing I think I've ever had in my life.
Oh, you've been telling me about this.
It's so great. It's made with eucalyptus fiber and it feels so soft. It's softer than cotton, breathable, cool to the touch, helps maintain the ideal sleeping temperature, and it's so cozy without overheating.
Oh.
And they offer everything. They've got comforters, pillows, sheets. So beautiful. I can't even tell you how much I love it. Plus,
I always get hot when I sleep.
You will love this then. You need one. And not only is it soft on your bed, it's soft on the planet. Eucalyptus fiber isn't just softer than cotton. It's more earth friendly. It's sourced from renewable forests, consumes 10 times less water to grow, and then it's transformed into ultra smooth fiber through a waste-free production process. And all the products cruelty-free and hypoallergenic, which I love.
Oh, so no down, no feathers, none of that bad stuff.
Nope.
Good for the environment?
Nope. 17,000 five-star reviews and an overall average rating of 4.5 stars. Believe the hype with this.
People are happy.
Oh, not only that, but Buffy offers a free trial, free shipping, and free returns every day. So you can try their products on your own bed for free before you commit to buying. And if you don't love it, you return it at no cost at all.
No harm, no foul.
I really doubt you'll ever return it, but I love that that's a thing. I love my Buffy. It's fantastic. And if you want to love one too, and you will, then for $20 off of your Buffy bedding, all you have to do is visit buffy.co and enter the code SAYTHIS. Again, for $20 off of your Buffy bedding, visit buffy.co and enter code SAYTHIS.
See, Celia, you don't need a boyfriend. You've got this.
Oh my God, I do.
What do you think's the biggest difference that you've seen in growing up in your era and kids growing up in our
kids?
They grow up too fast now.
Yeah.
They don't have innocence long enough. They need more innocence as children for a longer time.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know about sex. I didn't know about gay people. I didn't know about, I didn't know there was anything different out there until I was like late middle school.
Right.
I was just, hop skipping along in my little life.
Right.
Innocent. And I was allowed that. And I just treasure that so much that I had that in my life.
Right.
As a child.
I don't know that. I am actually glad that my kids have exposure to different people. There's some things that I'm actually glad for that I have seen a bigger change, like kids that are transgender kids that are going that, like, I think that for me, I'm like, oh, it's been talked about more, but I do think everybody wants to be what they see on the internet now.
Yeah, which is rough.
I mean, as far as the VSCO girls.
Oh my God,
or the,
I was just
going to
say
Instagram
that.
Or whatever
the trends.
That
I mean, I have to have that talk with my kids all the time. My mom was actually really good about exposing us to all different types of people and cultures and everything like that. So I, grew up with that, and that was fine. And even sex, I think I knew more about that at Harper's age. I think I knew about the same level. It's the
It's even the, with your I Love Boys hat on?
Well, I mean, I personally didn't have any sort of sex at that point.
But I mean,
that was going to take a while with that I Love Boys
but
hat.
But I just, I feel
you
like,
know what I mean.
Had you known more, would you have worn that I Love Boys hat? Really?
I'm sure I probably still would have. Yeah, just to cover the Israel. Yeah, no, it was such a mess.
That needs to be part of your merch, you know.
Oh, the I Love Boys. Mom for the win.
There it is.
I Love Boys, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, I Love Boys.
Never thought I'd say this on the back.
Trauma bonded on the back.
100%. You are totally right.
Oh.
Yep.
Good job, Mom. Mom's now our merch manager. There you go. Perfect. Mom.
Have you ever seen pictures of me back then? I'll show you later. It's really unfortunate.
Thank you. Showed
it's
me that,
not
Mom.
Good. Yeah. I mean, it really is sad. It is. There are times where I've seen people, they're like, ooh, that's ouch.
But Harper never
went through that.
But that's what I mean. Yeah. Like, kids, I remember having an awkward age.
You did?
Have you not watched old Full House episodes? Have you seen my teeth and my hair? I had bangs that went in, like, they were like a Venus flytrap on my head. It was like there was some dangling down here, and then there were some like flared up towards the top.
Oh, that's awesome.
There was a lot happening there.
Sweet.
I was so
and
glad
matching that, socks.
That you grew up on that show, though, because you were exposed to all kinds of wonderful people.
Totally.
Who worked very interesting, unique personalities.
Yeah, I
people that you were exposed to and loved and accepted. Mm-hmm. And you learned that very early on.
Yeah. So. And I think, I mean, growing up where I did in Orange County, I don't think I would have had that exposure to all of those different kinds of people that I think I honestly craved and loved. Like, yes. I was a creative person. I mm-hmm. loved different kinds of people. I loved something, you know what I mean? And I think growing up in that business for me was great, because I always felt it was good
for you.
Not to, you know, blow anyone's idea of Orange County, but it is not always the hotbed of cultural diversity.
No? Which is where I grew up, and so I was so naive about any other culture than mine or any other. So I'm just naive about everything. And I kind of feel like, in a way, it was a blessing and I'm grateful for it. But, you know, nowadays it's
world was much smaller at that time.
It was different.
Westport, Connecticut, also not so diverse. I mean, I think it's more so now, but certainly wasn't then. But I was 45 minutes away from New York. And so
that was different.
I go into New York all the time. I mean, I'd skip school and, you know, not that I want my parents to know that.
Celia. But.
She
knows now.
I told my mom an interesting story recently about me skipping school that she didn't know until now.
You told me this.
Did you see my hair stand on end? Because but this is the fun part about when your kids, I think, get to be adults and we've all survived. We've made it. And they finally look at you as a semi-responsible person. I think you look at me that way now. I hope you're looking at me that way now. So.
I do.
But, you know, when you get to tell them the stories, they're like, so, Mom.
But
so
I think...
Get what I did. And I told her the story about me skipping school when I was like 15 or 16. Mm-hmm. And my friends and I went out to celebrate a friend's birthday. And I skipped like fifth period Spanish or whatever. And our car pulled up next to my mom on the way back to school from we had gone out to some Mexican restaurant. We had been drinking or something terribly stupid. And we pulled up in next to my mom's car because she was going to pick me up at school.
Oh, my God.
And we were like late getting back. And we pulled up and it was like an episode out of a sitcom. Like, I hit the recliner lever on my friend's car and just fell back onto my friend's lap, who was sitting in the back seat of this two-door car. And then she was like, I'm like, shut up, my mom. And we all are like laying down, like terrified that my mom's going to see us. And my mom said, if I would have seen you, you were like, I would have pulled over and gotten out of the car and beat you.
Did I say that?
You did. You said I would have crashed into that car and beaten you myself. Which you wouldn't have, but like...
No.
But you wanted to. Right?
Fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
What do you say... Here's a big one. What do you think your biggest regret is about parenting? What do you wish you could have done differently?
Had more kids.
Yeah.
Yep. I would have loved more kids.
I've got
that's
two,
actually good
if you'd
to,
like to try
yeah,
that.
Say, I guess
I'm getting to do it all over again with you. That's a good thing about being a grandparent.
You can have mine also.
You can hand them back when they're misbehaving.
But Grammy is my, she is my secret weapon, by the way.
I heard. I talked about this.
I have a reputation now.
No, we talked about it in one of the episodes coming up, which are by the time this airs, they'll have heard it. And Jody will tell you that as she was telling me the story, I was bouncing up and down, clapping my hands. I was so excited that you got really? Involved. Yeah, I was so excited.
Yeah, it was when the kids just acted like total shits at work.
Uh-huh.
And finally, Grammy was like, that's it.
just to have that backup, first of all, is so nice because I never have that. And, you know, just single parents. So I know, you know, Jody doesn't have a lot of time either. It's like we're in that alone. So and then just knowing you to be like that, it must have been bad that you finally had to go.
Oh, it was beyond bad on many levels. Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. They were bad. And B was totally out of control.
Yeah.
Just crying and had lost it.
And looking at that, I was like, you see? Like, I was like, that's what you get.
Yeah.
But I remember, now I'm going to reminisce about all the parenting moments, but I will never forget being about B's age, probably about 8 or 9.
Uh-oh.
And I had a friend over. My mom's face right now is like,
what's coming?
Right. Yep. And I don't know if she'd slept over or she was at the house or whatever it was, but you took us to the grocery store. And my friend and I were acting like complete assholes. Uh-oh. In the grocery store, just being obnoxious.
Who was this? Do you remember?
I don't remember who it was. But all I remember is we were like, just goofing around in the aisle, being loud, we weren't listening, this whole thing. And I remember you turned around, you looked at me and you said, just wait till we get home. And I was like, oh no. And I remember I was like, oh shit. Because you weren't going to do anything, but you had the mom look, which I've described to you many times, where your eyes bug out of your head and your lips disappear. And I know when my mom has no lips, it's all bad.
Yeah.
And you know, I have seen that look on you now. Yeah. Which really makes me laugh.
Right. And so and she was like, just wait till we get home. And we got home and she was like, your friend is going home. And I was like, oh shit. And you were like, and you're getting a spanking. And I was like, because you never did that. But that was it. Like you were, and the friend left the house and that was it. I got it. And I remember to this day because I was like, I blew it. I blew it at the grocery store. I pissed mom off to the point. But like, my kids don't seem to have that.
No, mine either. And my mom, and I've said this before, and it's a shame that she listens to this sometimes, but listen, my mom was physically abusive to us. Like she.
My mom never was.
Yeah, and
like,
my mom
and I think
was.
Even like the spanking, it was like.
I'm not, and.
It was more the fear of it or the, you know.
Yeah, I was not spanking in our in our house. There was far, you know, past that. And that's partly because my mom was abused. And so it gets passed down. And I understand that. It's what I did my thesis on in grad school, for that matter. But it, you know, and there was a whole thing at one point about a wooden spoon when I think my grandmother was parenting my mom. You were not, there was some dumb doctor had come out and said, don't hit your kids with your hand because they'll be afraid of your hand. So you hit them with a wooden spoon instead.
So then they're afraid of all wooden spoons. The rest of their life,
and it hurts a lot more.
That
you know,
hurts. Yeah.
It was a whole thing at one point that was, you know, different forms of abuse, and I don't think my mom necessarily knew it was abuse. I think she felt very badly every time it happened, and it happened a lot. I mean, there was hair pulling and kicking, and I mean, she'd go for you. But it's like I could tell that to my kids. I'm like, you don't understand. Like, if I did what you guys are doing right now, my mom would have had me by the hair, throw me on the floor and have been, you know, like, and kicking me and screaming in my face, and I'm not touching you, and Lulu's standing by the door screaming, she's gonna kill me, me.
Right. Like,
I have probably have it in me genetically to kill I haven't. Like, they don't seem to have that, like, turn off button. I don't know what that's about, because I know that, and we've three talked about this, there's a lot of entitlement that has happened in our society, and so much of it is the internet and the keeping up with social media, and so and so's parents do this, or look how perfect they are online. I mean, the amount of times Harper will say while watching a show, like, that's just the kind of, you know, relationship I want with, you know, my family. I'm like, that is a goddamn sitcom. Like,
she's
that's
not watching
not
it.
A thing.
Is she watching Full House? Or
no, it's not you.
I think kids used to have, and prior generations, more respect for authority, for their parents, for their elders, than I see kids today in general.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't have done half the things your kids have done. And I wouldn't have done.
No.
You know.
I mean, I think respect is earned and give and take, and I talk about that with my kids, but only to a certain point. I'm like, right. you have not been alive long enough for it to have earned my respect the way that you think that you have.
Particularly not with some of the shit you
said. Yeah, like, right. You're out of your mind. And that's the, you know, I mean, my mom used the respect thing as I got into my 20s, and I finally had to say to her, that doesn't fly with me anymore. Like, now you can't say, I must respect you, you're my mother, when you're treating me like crap and I'm in my 20s. Like, that, I don't live here. I don't live under your roof. I'm not, you know, you're not paying my bills, and nor did you ever. Like, that's not fair. But I think that it is. It's like that weird detachment or something. And the whole, like, and what you were saying about, like, the VSCO girls or whatever, it's like they think they all have to all sort of, like, match and be sort of, like, the same and have the same attitude. And it's like, if so-and-so acts that way and dresses that way, then I should get to, and I should get to, and I feel like
I've noticed a bit of a difference just in the last few weeks after taking the phone.
Oh, yeah.
And taking the electronics. Like, I don't know what it is that has been removed. I mean, other than the constant feed of crap.
You know what I still love?
Me?
Well, duh. But also, Best Fiends.
Oh my, the game that you
I love it.
Play all the time.
I play it all the time. It's the way that I now unwind at the end of the day, is just being able to play that. It's just so fun. Like, it helps relax. It focuses on these little characters that I collect, and then I get prizes in the game. And for whatever reason, it challenges my brain in a way that I also can relax while I play.
You mean in a way different from, like, pouring juice for small people arguing over homework?
Yes, that. It's a casual game that anyone can play, but it's made for adults, which is pretty clear. And I feel okay about that. I don't feel like a little, you know, child necessarily, but it does make me kind of
excited. You feel like a child, but not when you play Best Fiends.
That's exactly right.
Got it.
Yeah, good distinction. I agree. It's challenging and it's fun, and I love puzzles, as you know.
Oh, yes.
And I just think it's, you know, anyone would like it. It's a unique and exciting puzzle experience, unlike any other puzzle games out there. And then it just, you know, treats the game like a service for their players. And I just find that, you know, I can talk about it and play it whenever
I
want.
You really do. You talk about it a lot.
I know.
You've gotten me playing. You've gotten a few other people playing.
I definitely have. My kids really want to play, but it's my thing, damn it, so they can't. Anyway, you can engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. And trust me, with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play.
It really is fun.
It's so fun. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. And that's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
I know I joke, and I said it at B's party at DTU, where I was like, I remember every time I'm at birthday parties that I don't like other people's kids.
Right.
Except for yours.
Right.
You know, but here's the thing I notice all the time. Like, I love having your kids come over. I love the fact that, you know, they're not into the phone or the iPad or whatever. Like, and we'll take it away from all of that. I mean, only Harper has her phone. She doesn't have anything else.
Does she even have that right now?
No.
Yeah.
No. It's been a rough week.
We didn't have that to take away when you were growing.
Right.
What did we do?
We had TV. Like, my mom would take away TV if we were, you know, bad. But it's like, you know, Zoe and Harper came sleep over on B's birthday, and they gave me their phones of their own free will. They wanted to go night swimming. They did. And then they went upstairs into Harper's room and they played mermaids together.
Yeah.
Like, but your kids are very few and far between of who, you know, my kids are friends with, where I can sit at a table and have a conversation with them.
Yeah.
That's something else. And people point that out about my kids when I go other places. They're like, your kids have manners, and they'll look you in the eye and they'll talk to you. And I'm like, yeah, I think that, and I'm pulling out my phone because it's, you know, to look at it, we have these conversations on our phones.
Right.
We're not making eye contact. Our kids are picking that up and they're doing it.
Right.
And that, I think that decreases also the level.
Electronics help you when you take them out. It keeps right. them oh, entertained the, right. and quiet and patient. But on the other hand, they're not learning
yeah.
to converse
right.
and how to interact.
Well, I mean, I hear
to enjoy a meal
right.
with others.
Right. Well, I hear it all the time, like, you know, and I'm constantly like, oh my God, you're not going to die. But, you know, I'm so bored. I'm like, we've been outside for 10 minutes without, like, you can make it from here to school without and something to entertain you.
Okay, B did that when we went out on the bay in Newport
right.
Beach.
Right, I'm so bored. We went out. We're on a boat.
We got
you
on
idiots.
A boat, and our whole family went out. It was very lovely. Rare for all of us
oh,
to
your
be
anniversary?
Together.
Yeah,
the day after our anniversary, and we were out on this pontoon boat, and it was just so lovely to
beautiful.
Be together. And we were on that boat 10 minutes, and because I'm bored, okay.
Right. And then we threw her overboard. No.
yeah. I had
Swim. Pictures
not in
bored.
My head.
No.
It's like, are you kidding me? I mean, I don't remember being like that. When I was a kid, we just entertained
yeah.
ourselves.
Yeah. Well, that, I, yeah, the just, tolerance
yeah.
for.
Well, we also had siblings, you and I, and they
yes,
think that's part of
I
it.
Did.
But.
I did. And I like, I tell the kids all this time, I'm like, or all the time, I go, I liked my alone time.
I
right,
still
didn't
do.
I? Did I
oh,
like
yeah.
my.
Oh, yeah.
I liked my alone time. I didn't need. To be and you to entertain me all the time. Like, I feel like they constantly are at me, like, play this with me,
yeah.
do this with me, entertain
Take
me, entertain
me.
And
get
I'm like,
me.
Go Honey. Do it. And I'm like, I love you. And it's not that I don't want to spend time with you, but you need to learn how to go in your room and play dolls by yourself.
Yeah.
Or go play with your Legos by your, like, go entertain
or
yourself.
Read a book. God.
Right.
I wonder if part of that is that kids don't go outside and play today like we did. Like when I was
yeah.
growing up,
I
there were always
that.
Kids to
too.
Find. You'd go outside and there were always
kids.
Kids,
right.
And you'd play hopscotch
I mean,
or Red
them.
Rover.
We would. My mom
bikes.
Would be like, in the summer or in weekends, my mom would be like, get your bike at, you know,
go,
9
yeah.
o'clock, get out, see you at 5, like be home for dinner. She wouldn't know where we were
yeah.
or what we were
doing. I mean,
like,
I remember doing that. I remember when, you know, we moved to our house in like around the summer of 7th grade, 8th grade. I'd be on my bike and, you know, I was still on the show too. So I can't imagine. You know, that you were 100% like feeling great about me just being out. But you'd be like, go. And I would check in every few hours on like a payphone and I'd call you and be like, oh, we're at the candy store now or we're here. Or we're going to do this for like, and you, I would just kind of keep tabs. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay, have fun. Like, and I would be out running around. I mean, I remember riding all over our neighborhood. Like, so there was freedom.
I know. Really wanted that for you.
And
you
know, I want that for
that?
My kids too, but there's
right, but can we
do
that anymore? It's too scary.
It's not safe.
No. And that's what's so sad. This also, by the way, has totally become the episode of like, you know, way back in the old
days. Way back in my
yeah,
day.
Sorry.
Right.
No, we're
no,
doing
no,
it too.
No, back like, it's where
but
we're it's, bringing
but
in grandma.
Because,
that's what
no,
well,
it's because we're there too, though.
No, but it's nice because we have, it's, I think for me, like, I like kind of figuring out, well, what's the difference?
I know.
What is the thing like that was different in your generation to our
generation
and our generation
one, yeah.
to our kids' generation? Like, it's, you know, it is, things have, I mean, if you think about it, how vastly things have changed from even you parenting me to me parenting my kids. Like,
mm-hmm.
and I think that happens with every generation where it's like, oh, each generation, you're like, I didn't have to deal with this as a kid. This is a whole new, I don't know what the hell to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like every time.
It's
you
like
know,
the whole, you know,
in
my
generation.
Day I went to school and I walked in the snow uphill both ways.
That's
like,
my dad's,
you know,
that's my dad's not, story. And it's actually
yeah,
not,
it's
not
true.
Wrong. Yeah. And it's actually true. Yeah, right.
But you know, when B did that project and she had to interview an old person and she interviewed me.
Right.
And asked me about, you know, what it was like when I grew up and everything. And she had questions the teacher had given
yeah.
them to ask. And the last question was, what do you wish you had had when you were a child that I have today? And I said, nothing. I wish you had what I did.
Mm.
And it's so true.
Yeah.
I really don't wish that I had the internet and electronics
yeah.
mm-hmm. and all of that, because I see the negative side it, for these kids.
Yeah,
now.
I'm glad I didn't.
Oh, me too. I say that to my kids
the pressure,
all the time.
It's a whole other thing.
I mean, I'm 46 years old and I can stay on Instagram for 10 minutes and get off of it feeling so unbelievably depressed because I've now
right.
compared myself to every Insta model there is
healthy.
And every couple that looks like they're, you know, unbelievably happy and perfect and, you know, whatever else. It's like I try not to be on it because it makes me so sad sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I I know, and I'm a therapist, I know it's not real. You know, I can watch my clients posting things on there where they're like, you know, best marriage ever. And I'm like, that's so funny. You're filing for divorce tomorrow. Right. Like, you know, like I know right. It's a lie, but it's still, I still have those moments. And people ask me about that, you know, when I got divorced, we didn't announce that online. You never would have known it was coming. We looked like the perfect couple. When people realized all of a sudden that we were divorced, they were like, what the? Like, people were shocked because you were, and people would say, but you guys always looked this way. And he always posted about you this way. And you always said this. And I was like, yeah, that's part of the lie. Like, I had to keep it up. And that's me trying to convince myself that everything was okay. So if I'm doing that as a grown-up, what in the heck are my kids going to do with...
Well, I had to unfollow my mom because she was just posting about all of her festival weekends. Yeah, I was like, Mom,
I'm
on
Instagram and I have people following me and I have never posted anything. So
right?
I just, you know...
See, but when I find people like that on the internet, I'm like, there must be a Russian troll. So I'm like, they haven't posted anything. So maybe people
I got on there so I could see pictures that you posted the kids and things like that sometimes.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't know you. Do you follow me on Instagram?
I don't really know.
I follow you on Instagram.
No, I get...
Not you, your mom. I follow your mom.
I see that you've tweeted something, and then I go to look at the tweet, and it says there's Instagram, so I go to Instagram.
The only thing that I do with Twitter is that I don't tweet anything. I don't tweet.
Yeah. It's Instagram, yeah.
But it's all connected to my Instagram, yeah.
My name's still wrong on there, too.
Twitter. It's just... See, that's the problem.
I know.
Twitter could just get it together.
It's the worst thing ever. It's ruining childhoods everywhere. I think that it's interesting, though, to hear, you know, your perspective of that, like looking at how the kids are acting. I mean, when you were at the birthday party with us, you know, some of those kids were out of control. They're out of control. I mean, it was a lot. I mean,
which birthday
party? At B's.
The one here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't, it blows my mind how ungrateful and spoiled and entitled and all of that.
That my kids are?
Well.
I'm in shock of it sometimes.
Kids
like, what
in
is
general, I mean, I just feel like when I was a kid, I was just so grateful for everything we got to do. We didn't get to do a lot. That's another thing. Kids really get to
do. A lot of kids get to do a lot of things. And there's an expectation of immediacy.
Yeah.
And I mean, I have it too. Like, and there's that joke, you know, stand-up comedian, but talking about like, you know, you're on a plane and the plane's Wi-Fi isn't working. You're like, this is bullshit.
Yeah,
what am I going to do? Like, you're on a plane flying through the sky and you're trying to use your computer and oh my God, the magic won't work.
Right.
Like,
right.
Calm down. It's okay. But that's become the expectation. It's like, there's no Wi-Fi in this park. Like, what am I going to do? Like, I don't know. Enjoy the fucking nature.
Yeah.
Like,
you know what I mean? Like, chase a butterfly.
Right.
I love getting holiday cards around the season. And really, actually, I love getting personalized cards any time of the year. But certainly around the holidays, it just makes me feel so happy. And I love when someone puts a little bit of themselves into something that they give, either a picture of them or their kids or even their dog or cat. I think it's so personal and it's so memorable and it just means so much more to receive it. And that's the kind of thing that I'm going to keep and I'm going to put up on my mantle or my fridge just so that I can, you know, have a smile on my face whenever I look at it. I like to see my friends' kids grow up when I'm not near them. All of that stuff just makes me really happy. And that's something I really look forward to during the holidays. So whatever reaction you're looking for this holiday, you can spread more love with custom holiday cards, calendars, and photo gifts from Vistaprint. No matter where you'll be during your time off on the holidays, whether it's skiing or hanging out at the beach, settling in at home with your loved ones, you know, nothing says happy holidays like custom cards or calendars, photo gifts from Vistaprint. It's so nice to get something like that. When you open a card or a calendar and you see your friends, your family, even, you know, the dogs, like I said, smiling back at you, it just feels so special this time of year. And it also just feels like that person cares enough that they wanted to go and put something, you know, that they made themselves, they put time and thought into making it and give that to you.
So guess what? It doesn't actually take much time at all to do something like that. All you have to do is create a holiday card with Vistaprint. You pick a shape like a square or rounded with rounded corners, you know, folded or flat, and then you choose one of Vistaprint's designs. They've got everything from fun and festive to gorgeous and eye-catching looks. Next, you put your favorite picture right there, and then, you know, it's perfect. You upload a great shot right from your phone. And after that, you just figure out how many you need and you order them with time to spare. It's so great. I mean, what are you waiting for? Do you need more convincing? I don't think you do. Vistaprint has hundreds of card designs from timeless classics to fun new trends. They also have custom calendars for gifts that keep on giving all year round. And all custom cards and calendars are up to 50% off right now. You can also upload your favorite photos right from your phone and save them on mugs, canvases, and other photo gifts. And your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed, or they'll make it right, which I love, either by reprinting your order or offering you a refund. So this season, to make it just a little bit more merry, you should go to Vistaprint with up to 50% off all holiday cards and photo calendars, plus great deals on photo gifts at Vistaprint.com. Just enter promo code SAYTHIS50. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code SAYTHIS50. The offer expires January 5th. Have a very, very happy holiday.
What do you help us, Mom?
What? Yeah. What do we do?
What do we do, Mom? Help me.
About what?
But I'm like, clueless. What's the? Okay. Good. Mom's clueless.
Well,
too.
She See, said we that before know. We started because that was I said like I just feel like I never know what I'm doing, and right away Janice was like, I don't either. I never did, and I was like, well, we need to hear that.
You
right.
give it your
we
best.
We do. I think we do need to hear that because I still like up until even the last probably the last 10 years since I had my kids. Really, I had this idea of you as a parent that you knew that like you just knew. You knew what you were doing. You were confident in all of your decisions, that like you felt like this is I did it and I felt great about it. You know what I mean? And then I think over the past 10 years, like as our relationship changed, and I think a big piece of that is me becoming a mom, mm-hmm. that you suddenly go like, oh, my poor mom. Like yeah. You know what I mean? Like And now, and we've had these conversations and you've been like, I just did my best and I didn't, there is a huge relief in that though, because all of a sudden I've seen you as human and our relationship has changed because I no longer saw you as this person that thought they were doing, that made decisions and felt good, but you were just like trying to do the best you can. And that has changed our relationship.
That's what we all do. And I think I wanted to put forth a confidence,
right.
You know, that you would have trust and confidence in me that
right.
I knew what I was doing and you were safe and it was, right. everything was okay and you didn't need to worry.
Right.
I mean, I think that's another thing, you know, you act authoritative because mm-hmm. you want right. your kids to feel safe. Like you've got right. this
yeah,
handle,
yeah.
you know? So, and I told you recently,
I'm messing that up
you
big
saw
time.
What I wanted you to see and you, right. that blew your mind. Yeah, I saw your face when I said that. You went, whoa.
Yeah, we were talking about something and she just turned to me and she goes, you saw the version of me I wanted you to see.
Yeah,
and I
you was told like, that. That's when you told her about the Bob Dylan concerts and stuff, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God. You're like, yeah, you saw the parental version of me, but there's a whole different person that you didn't see. And like that, because I never thought about that. I thought that like, you're just mom now. And like, that's what my, and then I was like, oh shit, yeah, that was just the mom you. And I'm sure that you were with your friends and there was a whole different side of
right,
you that
course.
I didn't see. Because I was your kid and I didn't need to see that.
Right.
But like that, it was
it's
just, it's
one
like I
dimensional.
Said.
We see our parents one in one dimension, just as our parents. We don't think of them as human beings.
Yeah.
Right.
With their own needs and their own troubles and their own past yeah. and things.
Yeah.
But and that's good. That's good because kids don't need to worry about any of that.
Right.
They need to feel safe
but
and
it
loved.
Was,
and
I love thinking about that now. I do. Because I go like, oh, okay. Like she, wow, you did a really great job at like being like you were mom. That was it. And I appreciated that.
Never thought I'd hear that.
I know. Well, I just, I obviously.
It feels so good. It feels like it only took 37 years.
Hey, right? Well, hey. We only have 20-something left.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Well, I obviously haven't, you know, been around you guys my entire life, but I will tell you, Janice, like, I, you know, as I came in, I've now known you for, I don't know how many years, because we never get that right, I think 3 or 4. And I, you know, you're such an, you are an amazing mom. You're also what I love watching with you guys specifically is that, you know, you now have this like line where you're Jody's mom, but you're also her friend. And it's so like great to see. And I've seen you be, you know, very mother bear with her still, even when it's behind the scenes. And that's something that I respect so much. And, you know, you and I have had these conversations before, like, especially because I was late to the game. And, you know, you shouldn't trust anybody that comes into your child's life and, you know, get as close as Jody and I got really fast. And you had every right to, you know, want to get to know me privately and figure out, you know, to vet me and stuff like that. And that builds up my respect that much more for you, because why would you not do that? You know, and obviously you and I bonded right away because my sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Janice lost her sister a few years back. And then when my sister was dying, Janice reached out to me, and that meant so much to me. And then to be able to come to you throughout that and say, like, is this normal when I was grieving, and have you be that voice for me where you were like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and you're going to be there for a long time, and I am still there. And then I know when you're still in it from right. time to time. And it's so, you know, and then watching how much, you know, her girls love you and my girls love you, it's and been, Sam.
It's part of the fact that they fear me also.
Well, that's okay. Sure, shit on her afraid of me. Yeah. So I'm like, at least
it comes in
somebody.
Handy, doesn't it?
It does. I'm mm-hmm. like, Grammy's going to be mad at you. And they're right. And I'm yeah. like, because me, they have no threat. But, I mean, you have kind of become the surrogate mom
yep.
for a lot of my friends yep. and people in my life. And I love that. Yeah, because I have, you know me, I collect
strays.
Hello, but I'm a stray. But I do. I have this sort of ragtag group of friends yeah. and people that either their parents don't live close, or their parents are gone, or they don't, you know, and
or their parents are crazy.
Everyone, right. Or their parents are crazy. Mm-hmm. But everyone kind of calls you mom yeah. and like, and I love that. And,
yeah, me too.
You know, you did a great job, mom, just cause I know I wasn't easy.
Well, you so know, to all, here's
and
the
I think
thing
you can give a word of hope to all the parents out there that maybe have kids.
Raising you was, it had two components to it. It was just the regular, I'm your mom, I adore you, I love you, you're right. my, you know, I would do anything, I would die for you. Then there was also, oh my God, she's in show business.
Mm. Right.
And there are people coming at her with, you know, ill intentions or you know, a scheme, a
yeah,
plan.
Right.
And so I learned to be very skeptical and right. very careful,
rightfully so,
watching anybody that came into mm-hmm. her life.
Yeah.
And it's just probably more pronounced because right. of that aspect.
That's yeah, but there's no, you don't need to explain it. I mean, yeah. I think that's, yeah.
and
that's
I don't
so
I think,
fair.
I think too, what I learned too is like, just your mama bear instinct never goes away.
Yeah.
No, you know? It doesn't.
And I think that's the thing too. Like, you know, as I got to be an adult, I was like, oh my God, why is my mom doing my thing? You know,
right.
still being an idiot. And I finally realized like, oh, it's because she's still my mom. At the end of the day, you'll always be my mom. And like now, you know, we have our relationship and we have our friends and all that stuff. But like, you're still my mom.
Now we
I
have you go on
that.
My Tinder account.
Oh my God,
Emma's
yes.
Tinder account.
Mom went on Celia's Tinder
she
at Thanksgiving.
Showed it to me.
I, well, yes. So let me just say, do we have time for me to say this real fast? All right. This is what happened on Thanksgiving with the ragtag group of people, because we all do right. Thanksgiving, Friendsgiving, or whatever together. And this was last Thanksgiving that I had come in and said, because I had woken up, no joke, to a dick pic. That's what I'd woken up to. Right. Some guy and I were right. like chatting online, and he was like, hey, you
hey,
seem really
happy
cool. Can I have your
Here's
phone number? I said, sure. And like literally woke up. It was like, you know, ding, ding, open it up, dick pic. What the? And so I came over here and was like, seriously, that's when I said, I'm going to die alone. And you were like, you're not going to die alone. And I said, I woke up to a dick pic this morning. I know I was the first person to ever show you a dick pic. I was. I showed your mom a dick pic. There's something. There's a never thought I'd say this moment
never,
right.
right
there.
Yep.
And
I had no need.
I know. I know, and you're welcome.
Right.
That's
yeah,
my
yeah,
job.
Thank you.
Right.
You're
and welcome. I remember her saying
world,
she was
I'm
like,
going, oh my
why? This
God.
Isn't cute.
Yeah,
no one wants
like,
to
no
see
one
this.
Wants to see this in the morning.
Right.
Why would
to
you do
that? This would be
right. Oh, and
appealing.
Then I showed you some of the profile pics. And some profile pictures, by the way, are just dicks on Tinder. It's just penises, right? And I was like, this is crazy. And then both Emma and I gave you our phones. And yours go, and watching your expression.
I remember the gut feeling of it all. Like, yeah. This is dating today?
Yes.
I mean, no. Yeah. Can't you meet somebody at a grocery store or,
right.
You know.
Everyone's heads too far on their phone. Parent. But yeah, my mom's like, oh,
you're like, what is this? Yeah. What is this? But yeah. Then,
and
then
the best part was, yeah. Is that you were then swiping right on everyone.
Without realizing. You were matching us.
Oh.
Yeah, you were matching.
I did?
Yes.
Oh, God.
I didn't know.
I
know. Okay, I don't know these things either. I've never been on the online dating thing. Thank God. I managed to make a few terrible decisions all on my own. But
amen.
I don't even need you.
Oh God. Yes.
But I would have done the same thing. But she was looking through the pictures and just swiping on everyone. Yep. And so,
well, I was trying to find you a nice looking.
I
young
know
man.
You were, but there are none.
You know, somebody that looked decent.
I know.
And I was trying for Emma, too. Yes. And I found a couple for Emma that I think look very nice.
She
and
said no.
Animal lovers. And you know,
right. Yeah. No. And then later on that night after, we both are. She's probably more so than me. But you'd matched us with a bunch of people we didn't want. And then later on that night, Emma and I were sitting outside hysterically laughing as they all started writing us.
Right.
Because
a lot of them were horrific. Right.
What was going on? And then, of course, John, who was here that night, at one point after I had cleaned up, just grabbed my phone out of my hand and started doing it again.
Yeah.
What I don't understand is, what do these guys think they're doing?
We don't know.
Do they think this is what girls want to see or women like? Or
I don't know.
You mean, a gym selfie and clown makeup, but mostly naked?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, just...
There was that one guy that had the put googly eyes all over his face. That was his profile picture. Yeah.
Oh, that's
just googly
horrifying.
Eyes
so appealing.
All over his face.
Right. I hope he shows up on a first date like that. That's all I'm saying. Because if he didn't, I'd be like, you don't look anything like your profile picture.
I'll be totally
where are all the fucking
don't
googly eyes.
Just people meet like normally anymore? I mean,
I don't go, where am I going? Where do, you know, like, yes, every
that's
so often,
thing,
I don't go very far.
Now that everything gets delivered to you.
Well, I work from home. I've got kids. I work all the time where I have the kids. I mean, that's more, and I work for myself. It's like what you had said to me that day when you were like, you are going to die alone. You said, don't worry about Emma as much because she works out of her house, but you work from home. And if this is all there is, you're right. You're going
to
die alone.
Well, you have to get out and meet people.
I know. I'm trying.
So basically, if anyone needs dating advice, my mom is available to swipe right on everyone. Everyone that you don't want to talk to, she'll let you know. Yeah.
It was awesome.
No. Yeah. No, so what we I think this is
yeah.
What?
I don't know. Do you want me to read a craptastic or a
something
or a I don't know, fail mail? Let me look and see what we
have. Do you have a moment that stands out to you as one of your more craptastic parenting moments?
Oh boy. Not off the top of my head.
There's so many
to choose from.
Okay, what do we have?
I mean, this one's pretty disgusting, but it did make me laugh. This is someone that just titled it Craptastic. I had a moment last week. This is from Mara.
This one actually involves crap, doesn't it?
It's close.
Okay.
It's not quite, but close. I had a moment last week that immediately made me think of your craptastic parenting moments. I came home with my two kids after daycare. Right after we walked in the door, I sat my 14-month-old daughter down for about 2 minutes so that I could help my 4-year-old son put up a Halloween decoration I had gotten him. When I got back to her, I realized our cat had puked, which she never does. And while we were gone, my daughter was eating it.
Oh, yeah. No.
She said... She won't eat bananas, but cat puke is apparently really tasty. Huge mom fail.
Oh.
Thanks, ladies. I love the podcast. It's nice to hear from moms who admit that things aren't perfect.
Yep.
Mara, that's her name. Mara, sorry. Rhymes with Sarah, she said.
Oh, okay. See?
Yes. I read it. Thank you for that.
Oh, thank Mara. You. Yep. I feel better. My kids haven't played in cat puke.
I'm sure mine
have cats,
but I don't know
like
that. Yeah,
they're allergic to them.
Well, I'm allergic to them
and
also afraid,
afraid of them.
Them. Yeah.
Even George Michael.
They look at me with their little Satan eyes and I just don't trust them.
First of all, George Michael, my cat, does not look at you because he's cross-eyed. And so you don't
even
know where he's looking.
Terrifying because I don't know where he's looking.
And he's not a whole cat. He only has three legs and no tail.
He's got enough to claw me with.
Not really. He'd tip over. He says, can't even balance.
Have you met me?
Right. Yeah, like, he wouldn't make it.
Okay. Anyway, Mom, thank you so much for being here.
My
we
pleasure.
Love you. And
we do.
Thanks for coming along on this wild podcast ride with us.
Thanks for inviting me.
There's a question mark at the end of that.
Yeah, she was like, that's because you begged me over and over again.
We've talked about you so much on the podcast because you really have been, you've been a great mom. And I love you and I appreciate you.
Thank you.
I want all of the people that listen to know.
I love you and appreciate you too, even though you're not my mom. Yeah.
You can borrow. You can
borrow
her.
I do borrow her sometimes.
Yeah, at any time.
Yes.
Thank you.
But yeah, so if you want to share just more craptastic cat puke eating stories with us, maybe not.
Or mom stories. What you from
your mom. Yeah. That'd be great. Right? Tell us some great stories about things that maybe you've learned from your moms.
You can look back on and be like, oh, I get it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even I have those with my mom, and she's a bit nuts, but still.
But
I get
you know what? There's parenting is a hard fucking job.
Oh, I'm sure we made her this crazy.
Oh, yeah, right. 100%. Yeah. That is yeah. Mm-hmm. I look at it now and I'm like, oh, I'm surprised my mom held it together as much as she did.
Oh yeah. If I had one more kid, I'd absolutely be saying things like it's a slippery carpet. There's no way that I wouldn't it would happen.
Right. Uh-huh. And you know what? I hope you do.
I do too.
But yeah, if you want to send us some more of your fantastic mom stories, what you've learned from your mom, what you learned not to do from your mom, just, you know, whatever. Follow us on Instagram at Never Thought I'd Say This and Facebook as well.
Yep.
Twitter, we've given up on because it sucks. No.
Yeah, it's true. It's
not
awful.
Not Twitter as a whole.
Our Twitter.
Twitter is a hole, but no, not Twitter as a whole. Her
it's
name's
too
not
much.
Right
it's
on
all
there.
Messed
we can't,
up. You can't tag anything. I don't know.
We
gave up.
Now.
We just, it's probably
like
our
to
fault.
Mention it. And
email what you still don't know is never thought I'd at protonmail.com.
Right.
And if you haven't bought any merch yet, we don't know what you're waiting
for.
The
merch store is up with Mom as merch manager now, who's
yes.
giving us fantastic ideas and is
about
going
all
to be
things merch. Please,
yes.
please buy some stuff, be some walking
yeah,
billboards.
Yeah, and it's unsweetened.com has all of our Never Thought I'd Say This merch.
I'm glad you knew that one.
I mean, it's the name of my book, so it was sort of easy. And then we picked that just because we didn't want to go through the hell of trying to find something else that we'd never thought I'd say this.
Yeah.
But we've got sweatshirts and tote bags and mugs.
T-shirts,
all the fun stuff. Yeah. So merch, emails, social media.
We've got it all.
Yeah. So remember, guys, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audioboom and Main Event Media.